April 5th, Monday. Who was St. Patrick? During the time of Roman rule, Patrick lived in Britain without a twinge of envy, and his father had Roman citizenship. During that time, when pirates infested the seas, Patrick was unfortunately captured and taken to the strange island of Ireland. Young Patrick, who was now enslaved, became a shepherd. However, he successfully escaped, passed through France, and after 6 years returned to his hometown. Now back in his homeland, he experienced joyful times, but he felt strangely unsatisfied. In time, Patrick received God's calling to return to Ireland. Thoroughly impressed by Patrick, who returned, the Irish people met God through him. Since then, monasteries and churches have been built in various places. Joseph, who possessed in advance. Genesis 45, verse 5. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. If you can first obtain what everyone else wants, you'll become a success and a leader. However, if you can first obtain what nobody else can have, you'll become an evangelist. Joseph possessed success in advance and forgave in advance those who were on his path. Then what did Joseph possess in advance? Number one, with me, with us. Joseph's brothers only talked about worldly matters, but Joseph spoke about his dream of Jehovah being with him. Although Joseph went to Egypt as a slave, the blessing of prosperity arose. Despite being in prison, the works of moving people's hearts took place. Joseph possessed the mystery of God being with me and with us. Number two, with everything. Through family difficulties, Joseph experienced God's providence in all circumstances. Through enslavement and imprisonment, Joseph truly met God. Even when Pharaoh appointed him as the governor of Egypt, Joseph wasn't proud. Instead, he chose to become an evangelist, and when he met his enemies, he selected forgiveness rather than vengeance. God's children must create business content for the sake of the gospel movement, offering content to save the church, and evangelism content to save the field. Ultimately, God will make all the hardships and adversities in their lives into a springboard. Dear God, as I look to you who are with me, with us, and with everything else, help me to create business, offering, and evangelism content. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.